One more time, I'll enter his gates. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for you. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter. Father, we thank you for this is the day that you've made. We thank you, Lord, Father, for even this opportunity amidst the busyness of life. Oh God, we are called as eagles by Jehovah Eagle to come and gather around, Father, this world, to gather around, oh God, where the carcass is, that we, Lord, Father, may partake as you have, Father, for us this night. Feed us tonight, we pray. Give us our portion in this stage of the journey. That, Lord, Father, as we sing, we will be glad. We will rejoice and be glad in this, Lord. We bless your name. We praise your name. Fellowship with us. Bless the word. And as we sing and worship you now, Father, in preparation for, oh God, your word, be with us. Fellowship with us. Open our hearts, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. In prisoner's chains. Let's pray that night and in the bed began to say the chains were loosed and they were this and this I bless your name.
Truth and the way. Oh, I bless. One more time.
last song, and we'll ask Pastor to come, is He Knows My Name. That is why He'll preach to me tonight. I have a Maker before my eyes, before even time began, my life was in His hands. He knows my name.
God bless you, saints. God bless you this evening, saints. God bless you richly. Thank you, Brother George. That was wonderful. Saints, that last song really sums it up, doesn't it? He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls, and He hears me when I call. If that could be more real to us, I think prayer would be far sweeter to us. If you could understand that you have a heavenly Father. If you think what it was when you were in the world and or not even in the world. You just think what it is to have your earthly father and you had when you were young and you had a burden or there's something which was too hard for you. And you could go to your father and you could speak to your father. Oh, what a blessing it was to have that relationship of somebody inside of your life that you could go to. Somebody that could help to dry your tears. Somebody that could help to make things clear. Somebody that could help to comfort and encourage you when things weren't going right. That's what the song is saying, that He knows your name. He knows your every thought. So God bless you, saints. Welcome to the prayer meeting this evening. Thank you so much to Brother George for the song worship. Maybe we can just read one scripture, which is Mark chapter 11, 24, a familiar scripture. We're just going to read one verse. We just want the beginning of the verse. We'd like to speak this evening about the topic of how to enjoy prayer. How to enjoy prayer. And I thought it's a heart's cry, but the real theme is we really want to understand if the Lord will help us, how can we enjoy prayer, each and every one of us? So Mark 11, 24. Therefore, I say unto you, this is the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, whenever it's got the I's and the U's and the so forth, we should pay attention. So the scripture saying, therefore, I, that's Jesus, say unto you, whoever that is, that's Lydia, that's Sasha, whoever that it is, I say to you, truly, he's saying, I say to you, let's stand, everybody, sorry, let's stand. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Let's just pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for song worship. Won't you lead us now in a thought and bring us unto prayer? Bless your people, we pray. Guide us in all we do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen, saints. Thank you very much. Let's be seated. So we want to speak just about this thought, just for a few minutes, and we come to our first time of prayer. We want to speak about a heart's cry. How can prayer become something that we enjoy? We know from experience, and you, especially young people as well, new people, you know, different stages inside of our Christian lives, that prayer can very easily become a duty. You know, prayer is something which, as a Christian, you know that you should do, and you do it because you know you should do it, but it can become something where, you know, prayer can drag. Prayer can become something which becomes a burden. And maybe you look at other people and you wonder why they really love prayer. And you'd love to understand the mystery behind that. Now, the key to this is when we haven't caught the vision of prayer, when we haven't caught the vision of really what prayer is and what prayer can be. The Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. So for the lack of knowledge of what true prayer is, people, even God's people, can perish. We can suffer because of that. Yet the prophet, he tells us that prayer is the greatest weapon that has been put into the hands of man. So this is something which is so powerful that God has entrusted and put into our hands prayer, but it's something that a lot of Christians find a very, very difficult thing. It becomes a burden. You know, prayer can become a duty. We do it because we have to. We do it at certain times. But yeah, we pray sometimes because we know that we must, but we've never really come to that place, as in the song, Sweet Hour of Prayer, when he calls it a sweet hour of prayer that calls me from a world of care. No, prayer has never become that a sweet thing to the soul of somebody. It's, to many people, prayer is still a great untapped resource. You know, it's the great untapped resource, which is prayer, which is many times a sad thing to think about. Many people have never really found pleasure in prayer because they've never really fully understood what is prayer. How do I pray? Now, remember Brother Branham, when he was young as a boy and he wanted to hear from the Lord and he didn't know how to approach the Lord, so he wrote a letter and he went and stuck it in the woods and he did different things. Now, he was trying to speak to the Lord, but he didn't know how to speak to the Lord and wasn't finding any satisfaction until one day it dawned on him and he says, but you know, let me speak to him like a man and he'll hear me like a man. And he just went and knelt down in the shed and started to speak from his heart. And then all of a sudden, God responded now to the request that he was starting to make. So what is prayer? What really is it in its essence? Because understanding what prayer is and then experiencing what it is will make all the difference in your prayer life. Now, the first thing, genuine prayer is an expression of a genuine desire. Look in Mark 11, 24, the scripture that we've just read. What does Jesus say about prayer at the beginning of that verse? He says, therefore, I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire when you pray. Now, so prayer is an expression of your desire. And when you start thinking of prayer in that kind of a way, it makes it a little bit different. True prayer is, if you think of this, is the expression of the desires of your heart. You know, so if you say, look, I don't really know what to pray. I don't really know what to say. What are the desires of your heart? If you're a Christian, the desires of your heart are going to be godly. And Jesus is telling us, I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them. So he's showing us what prayer is. Prayer is an expression of the desire of your heart. I looked in the dictionary. What is the definition of desire? Desire is a strong feeling of wanting to have something or wishing for something to happen. So when Jesus is saying, whatever you desire, whatever it is that you have a strong feeling for, that you desire, you want something, or you're wishing for something to happen, you have a certain need. Now, that is what Jesus is telling us is the essence of prayer. It's us coming to speak to the Lord about the desires that we have for the things that we need, and for the desires that we have, the wishes that we have for something to happen. That might be deliverance, that might be provision, that might be revelation, that might be encouragement, that might be whatever it is, whatever our need is, whatever the desire of our heart, that might be a desire for yourself, that might be a desire for somebody else, whatever it is, but whatever that desire is inside of your heart, that deep feeling inside of your heart, now, that's something that you think of a lot. That's something that maybe it could be a burden on one side. It could be, you know, a concern on the other side. It's a deep inside of you. Prayer is the expression of that. Prayer is what is in your heart, is speaking what is in your heart. So when we're speaking about prayer, we're dealing with the Lord. So we're not speaking about sinful or carnal desires here. We're speaking of a true heart's cry, you know, from a genuine heart, the heart of a believer, expressing our heart's desire before the Lord. Now, like I said at the beginning, if you have your earthly father, or you have your earthly mother, or your whoever, whichever friend you've got, a husband, a wife, whatever it is, and you're really burdened, and there's somebody that you can go and unburden yourself to, a good friend that you can sit and speak to, that's a real, real blessing. You know, when you just feel the things are overwhelming you and things are not going the way that you want, and you know, you're perplexed. And then you have somebody that you can go and just speak to from your heart, and you can pour out what's inside of your heart to that person. You know, you can take that burden and you can speak it to somebody. That's a great blessing, even in natural things. And how much more to our Heavenly Father, how much more to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we think of who we're dealing with here. Paul tells us in Hebrews chapter 4, let us therefore, thinking of who we're dealing with, Jesus, let us come boldly unto the throne of grace. That's prayer. Why? What are we doing? That we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So in our time of need, we're seeking grace to help us in our time of need. So what is our need this evening? What is the need inside of your heart? What is your burden? What is the deep desire that you have inside of you? That is the basis of what you should pray. You know, sometimes we're trying to pray for other people. We try to pray for prayer requests, which are good. We must do those things. We'll get on to that. But sometimes there's a deep inside of us which is not yet satisfied within ourselves. Yeah, and we're praying for these other people, but our minds are not on that. Our hearts are not set upon them because we have this deep, unsatisfied desire inside of ourselves. And we're just wanting some way to express that. The best way to start off is you speak what is in your heart to the Lord. You speak the desires of your heart. Like I say, what is desire? A feeling of wanting to have something or wishing for something to happen. So you may have a desire for your papers to come through. You might have a desire for something to happen in your family. You might have a desire for a change in your life or a new job for the house that you're looking for, like we're looking for at the moment. So you have a desire, something that's a burden, something that's, you know, you think of and something that you're meditating upon. That's what prayer is. Jesus says, whatsoever things you desire. That's what prayer is, bringing these desires and speaking the desires of our heart to the Lord. Now, I don't think there's anything difficult about that. I think prayer becomes difficult when you're trying to pray things that are not really a desire, when there's not really a deep inside of us, when there's not that really feeling inside of us, and we're just trying to utter words and multiply this and multiply that. But the essence of prayer, it's a heart's cry. It's your heart crying out to Him, you expressing your desires before the Lord. Like I'm saying, it could be the desire for help on one side, for understanding. You might be desiring leadership. You might be desiring quickening power. You might be desiring whatever that it is. There's a myriad of things which we're going through at any time inside of our lives. And there's going to be certain desires deep inside of our hearts. And that is the essence of true praise, coming before the Lord. You know, catching a vision of who He is and coming and speaking from our heart to Him. It could be a desire either for yourself. It could be a desire for someone else. You know, it could be your own supplication. Or it could be intercession on behalf of somebody else. Maybe your child has gone astray or somebody you know is sick or something like that. And that's a burden inside of your heart. It's something where you're wanting something to happen or you're wanting something to change. Jesus is saying, whatsoever you desire. That's really what we should be praying about. So prayer is the heartfelt expression of strong desire. That's what real prayer is. It's when you come with strong desire. That's what it says in Sweet Hour of Prayer. It says, I wait with strong desire for thy return, that I might come and bid my, you know, come to my Father's face and make all my wants and wishes known. Now, those wants and those wishes and those desires and those fears and those cares and those troubles that are troubling you and those decisions that you're not sure of, you're just coming and you're speaking those things to the Lord. So, friends, that is really the essence of what prayer is. So I would ask you, what is burdening you this evening? Surely that should be the core. That should be the starting place of your prayer. If you're going to pray according to the way that Jesus wants us to pray, what is your heart's desire? What is on your heart at this time? What is that burden inside of you? Like I said, not a carnal thing, but what is the burden? What is it that you would desire the Lord to change or the Lord to help you in or the Lord to move upon? That should be the very thing that we're coming before the Lord to speak about. So prayer is an expression of your desire. It's you speaking from your heart to the Lord. But it's got to be an earnest desire. You've got to be sincere in this. You've got to come honestly and sincerely before the Lord with this desire. James 5 verse 16, we know it well. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Somebody once said that cold prayers, now when you get cold in our prayers, formal prayers, they ask for a denial. It's like our prayers when you're cold, we're just asking the Lord to say no. God doesn't answer that kind of a prayer. But it's that kind of a prayer like Jacob when he had a desire, one consuming desire. There were other things he needed inside of his life, but there was one thing heavy upon his heart, and that was his brother Esau was coming. He needed deliverance. He needed to know the Lord was with him. And that's why he came with an earnest desire. His prayer was fervent this time. He spoke from his heart. He didn't just say holy words to the Lord, but for the first time, maybe Jacob, he prayed from his heart. And he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. Oh, friends, that's it. It's that kind of thing to say, Lord, how can I serve you if you don't help me? You remember, we will get onto it, but like Solomon's kind of a prayer where you're saying, Lord, I can't lead your people unless you give me wisdom. Lord, give me wisdom. You're speaking the desire of your heart to the Lord, whatever that desire is, an earnest desire. An effectual, fervent prayer, coming fervently before the Lord, coming with all your heart to speak to the Lord about that situation, that desire, that need, whatever it is, the need that you have upon your heart. And friends, heartfelt prayer, when you pray from your heart, not from your mind, that's where we struggle in prayer. People find prayer very hard because you're trying to pray with your mind. You're trying to think of the right thing to say, and you're trying to say, okay, what am I going to pray next? That's not prayer. That's your mental faculties working. That's just your imagination. What is deep down beyond your human reasoning, beyond understanding? What is the burden that's inside of your heart? Maybe your burden is for a closer walk for the Lord. Maybe with the Lord, maybe your burden is for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Maybe your burden is for a breakthrough in your finances, whatever that it is. But every single one of us now, we've got one or more desires that are deep inside of our hearts. And we need to come wholeheartedly before the Lord in prayer to bring and present these things before the throne of grace. Oh, friends, because heartfelt prayer touches the heart of God. When you speak from your heart, you're going to touch the heart of God. You're going to get a divine response. That's not drawing near to the Lord. And now he's going to start drawing near to you because you're praying from your heart. You're not praying from your head. No, you're just really speaking what is inside of your heart. You're speaking honestly before the Lord. You're coming humbly. You're coming respectfully before the Lord. But you're coming with faith to speak to the Lord. We sing that song sometimes. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. I cannot bear these burdens alone. Now, it's that kind of a situation, like Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. that burden, that desire to go and pray earnestly and speak to his father about this great burden and this great depression and this great decision that he had to make. Where did he find relief? He found relief in prayer. He went and he spoke earnestly to his father about, not just once, but three times, until he rolled the burden. The Bible, you know, this is rolling your burden, casting all your care upon him because he cares for you. Friends, that is the essence of prayer. That is the core of what prayer is. You speak to your Father from your heart. You speak to the Lord as Lord from your heart. You speak personally to him the very desires that you have inside of yourself. And friends, once you start doing that, you start experiencing this. The prophet preaches this in letting off the pressure. You know, he says people these days are so under pressure. Why? He says because they never let off the pressure. They've never found out that the name of the Lord is a high tower and the righteous run therein and are safe. Now that he's a mighty refuge. The mighty refuge is our God. Now you're trying to bear all these burdens yourself. You're trying to, you know, contain it all within your humanity. It's never going to work. You need to come to this place that the Lord has provided and speak to him from your heart. You need to let off the pressure. We need to speak honestly about our fears, about our cares, about our frustrations, our hopes, our aims, our dreams, our disappointments, our needs, whatever that it is, whatever that deep is inside of you, whatever that desire that's inside of you, those desires, speak to the Lord about those things. That is the essence, the core, the heart of what prayer is your heart speaking to him. And that touches the heart of God. And then he responds now and he takes away the burden and he ministers to your needs. And you start to find the sweetness of prayer. That the next time you're burdened, as that song says, my heart has often found relief and oft escaped the tempter's prayer by thy return, sweet hour of prayer. And once you start finding this great refuge, this great resource of prayer that the Lord has given us, this great place, that you can go, you can be lying in your bed, you can be driving in your car, you can be sitting on a seat in an airplane. Doesn't matter where you are, this issue of prayer is not limited to a temple or to a church or to a location or a place. You can pray with your voice or you can just pray inside of your heart, but it's an expression of your heart to the Lord. And whenever your child of God expresses something from their heart to the Lord, the Lord always responds, because when our children come wholeheartedly to us, we're going to respond to them as well. Yeah, and that's exactly the way that it is with the Lord. So the prophet preaches this in letting off the pressure. This is the real place of letting off the pressure. It's coming to the Lord and speaking of these desires, the deep that is inside of us. Now the Bible says, speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ, that he is touched by the feelings of our infirmities. Hebrews 4, verse 15. We have a high priest which can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. So imagine that Jesus, it says he was in all points tempted like we are, yet without sin. So when we come into the Lord, we speak into someone who was a man, somebody who knows what it is to be weak, somebody who knows what it is to be troubled in spirit, somebody who knows what it is to be perplexed, and you know, somebody who knows what it is to meet temptation and so forth. So we're coming to him and we're speaking to him from our hearts because he understands as a man, because he came down as a man. And that makes all the difference. We're not just praying to God who's so holy and he's veiled from us, but we're speaking to the great high priest who's touched, who's moved by our burdens. That when we come to him, he feels for us. He draws near to us. He broods over us in the midst of our burdens and in the midst of our infirmities. It's such a blessing, that sense, that he is touched by the feelings of our infirmities. And genuine prayer proves that. You just go and pray. How many times in the prayer line, somebody would come and sit right in the back of the audience, so burdened about something, they just pray inside of their hearts to say, please, Lord, let that man up there speak to me. And the angel of the Lord would anoint the prophet, and straight away the angel would come and overshadow that person, and the prophet would speak to that person and say, you were praying in your heart, or you were praying in a hotel room this afternoon. You were asking the Lord that such and such and such and such. You know, just to show that God will always hear the cry of somebody's heart, an earnest expression from your heart, whether it's quiet, loud, whichever way you want to pray, short or long, that's got nothing to do with it. It's just unburdening your heart. It's bringing your desires, bringing your cares, bringing your needs, and speaking to him who can be touched by the feelings of our infirmities, because he was tempted in all ways like unto us. So it's an earnest desire. That's what we've got to have, a sincere desire. Come and express it earnestly before the Lord. That's what happened with Hannah. Hannah, what does it say in 1 Samuel 1, verse 15? No, she had many times been burdened. She had this frustration, this disappointment, this deep desire in her. And she was speaking to her husband all the time about it, coming and telling him, you know, this and that. And that was good. I'm sure he was a good man, Elkanah. He tried his best to comfort his wife. But that wasn't the real place that he was supposed to be. She was supposed to be taking her desire. And for the first time now in 1 Samuel 1, she took her desire to the right place. And she came to the door of the tabernacle and she poured out her heart before the Lord. She came and spoke her desire before the Lord. She came and spoke of the deep that was inside of her heart. That's all that she spoke about. She didn't multiply words. She didn't give great theological names to God. And she wasn't trying to impress God by her words. She spoke from her heart. The Bible says her lips moved, but she never spoke. No audible sound came out. But she prayed so earnestly until Eli thought she was drunk because she was so earnest in her prayer. I don't know how long the prayer was, but that prayer touched the Lord. And when Eli told her that she was drunk, she said in 1 Samuel 1 verse 15, I'm a woman of a sorrowful spirit, but I've poured out my soul before the Lord. Friends, that is what prayer is. It's pouring out your soul before the Lord, speaking what's inside of your heart, not keeping it contained inside of yourself, but coming unto the throne of grace and pouring it out at the feet of the Lord. Come, and then his presence responds to your petition, and you get more and more encouragement to speak of deeper and deeper things, and you know, to commit all your ways unto the Lord, to cast all your cares upon him. And friends, that is what prayer is. And you find the Lord responds to that. And you come from prayer so different. Like we always say with Hannah, when she left prayer that day, it says she was no more sad. You know, she had prayed the prayer of faith. She had unburdened herself. She had spoken to the Lord. And the Lord spoke comfort to her soul. She spoke the desires of her heart to the Lord. And she now found the right channel. And I'm sure from then on to Hannah, prayer was a different kind of a thing to her. When she thought of prayer, it was a sweet hour of prayer. Before, maybe that it was a burden, it was something that needed to be done at certain times, family altar, different things. But now she experienced what true prayer was, when she came truly from her heart and expressed the desire of her heart, the cry of her heart to the Lord, and the Lord responded back to her. And even before she conceived naturally inside of herself, she knew something's changed. The Lord has heard my prayer. And she called her child what? Samuel, which means heard of God or asked of God. That was the testimony that she made because she had come and she had offered heartfelt prayer. Let's read a few more scriptures and we'll come to prayer the first time of prayer before we can come. In Psalm 42, verse 4, David, when he's speaking of his desire and how his soul is thirsting for the living God and so forth. In Psalm 42, verse 4, he says, when I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. You know, there was a deep inside of him and he was remembering the time before when he was in the presence of God. But now his soul was thirsty and you know, his heart was, he said, as the deer pants after the water brook, so my soul longs after thee. So what does he do with that situation? He says, when I remember these things, when I remember the times I spent in your presence, Lord, it's such a burden because I want to come back into your presence. So I pour out my soul within me. He would come and pour out his soul before the Lord. And friends, that is what really, really prayers. Again, David in Psalm 62, verse 8. It's a very wonderful scripture to remember. It says, trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Now, that is what true prayer will discover. When you pour out your heart before him, yeah? When instead of trusting in your own wisdom, understanding, when you realize, Lord, I can't do this anymore. It's too much for me. And the Bible says, trust in him. Psalm 62, verse 8, trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. That's prayer. That's the essence of prayer. Pour out your heart before him. Come and tell him what's inside of your heart. Pour out your heart before him. Why? God is a refuge for us. Selah, that's when you find the name of the Lord is a mighty tower. That's when you find that he'll deliver you, that he'll change the situation. He'll change the atmosphere. That's when he'll change your circumstances. That's when you find that something changes in you when you speak to him and his spirit responds back to you. You start to understand really what prayer is about then. And then prayer starts becoming a sweet hour of prayer. That whenever you're burdened, whenever you're weighed down, whenever you're perplexed or troubled, you can't wait to get to prayer because you know the way your soul has so oft found relief and so often escaped the tempter's snare by thy return, sweet hour of prayer. Like I say, I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. Now, this is a person who's come to the refuge once again. They're coming to the name of the Lord. Now, we're coming to call on the attributes of God, the needs we have, calling on his divine attributes to say, Lord, I'm troubled. You are Jehovah Shalom. Lord, I'm needy. You are Jehovah Jireh, whatever that it is. Lord, I feel unclean. You are Jehovah Sidkenu. You are the Lord, my righteousness. Lord, the enemies rose up against me. You are Jehovah, Jehovah Nisi. You are my banner. You're the one that goes before me into battle. Lord, I'm needing your leadership. I'm needing the green pastures again. I'm needing the still waters. You are Jehovah Ra. You are my shepherd. Friends, when you're coming and speaking to the Lord like that, saying, Lord, I have a need. You have the attributes. You have the capacity. You have the willingness and the ability to meet my need, to minister to my situation. And then the Lord does it to you. Friends, you'll be like Jonah when you're in the belly of a fish and it looks hopeless. But a person who's experienced and knows what prayer is, doesn't matter where they are, he's going to set his face towards Jerusalem. He's going to make his petition to the Lord, and the Lord is going to deliver him. Psalm 142, verse 2, that's our last scripture before we pray. Psalm 142, verse 2 and 3. This is David again. He says, I poured out my complaint before him. I showed him my trouble. That's prayer. You're pouring out your complaint. Lord, this is too heavy. Lord, I don't understand why this is happening to me. Psalm 142, verse 2. I poured out my complaint before him. The problem is we're pouring out our complaints before the wrong people. We're pouring out our complaints before mortal flesh and blood who can't meet many of the desires that we have. And God puts us in certain situations to put it deep inside of us that no man or woman can minister to because he wants to minister to that. He wants to teach us through that circumstance the power of the sweet hour of prayer. He wants us to find him as a refuge. He wants us to press to that throne of grace to obtain mercy and to find grace to help in time of need. That's what the Bible is saying to us. So he says, I poured out my complaint before him. I showed him my trouble. I told him, Lord, I'm troubled by the soul is after me. Lord, I don't even know what to do tomorrow. Whatever it was that he showed the Lord his trouble. Verse 3, when my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. He came to the stage when his spirit, his emotions, the realm of his emotions was overwhelmed. It was just too much for him, but he knew where to go. He knew how to, let off the pressure. He knew who to speak to at a time like that. He knew all that he needed was the sweet hour of prayer. Our friends, that's why, to conclude, genuine prayer is an expression of the heart. You're pouring out your complaint. You're speaking of your desire. You're speaking of your need. You're bringing these deep things that you're feeling inside of yourself. You're bringing them by faith to the throne of grace. You're coming before the great high priest. You can be touched by the feelings of our infirmities. You might be pouring forth in gratitude. You know, you might be pouring out because the Lord's done a wonderful thing for you. And you want to just come and give him a praise offering. That's a wonderful thing. From the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. Speak what's abundant inside of your heart. If you're in trouble, speak to the Lord about your trouble. Let's not try to cover those things up and be burdened in our hearts and be trying to speak all these flowery things to the Lord. The Lord is looking at us saying, but what are you doing? Let's get down to business here. Come and speak to me about what's inside of your heart. Come and pour out your complaint before me. Come and speak to me from the abundance of your heart. What is inside of you? Speak to me about it. Whatever, if you're troubled, whatever that it is. And it may be this expression of the heart may be for you. It might be for somebody else. as we'll get to once we've prayed, before we come to the prayer requests, speaking about other people then. But as we come now to our first season of prayer, saints, let's come to a time of pouring out our own hearts before the Lord. What is burdening you this evening? What is the deep inside of you? What is the real desire inside of your heart? Where's the pressure building up? Where's your complaint? Where's your trouble? What is your heart's desire? That is what you just need to be expressing before the Lord. You might have to press through the crowd a little bit. You might be crowded out by your own carnal thoughts. You might be feeling heavy by the tiredness of your body. But if you will allow your soul to express itself, to speak from your heart and just look to the Lord, you might not even know the right kind of words to say. God doesn't worry about that. He sees the desire of your heart. So let's come to pray, saints. Let's get in our prayer positions. Let's put ourselves before the Lord. And after this season of prayer, then we'll come now and put our request before the Lord. So let's seek the Lord, saints. We'll put on some music. God bless you as you pray. Thank you. Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That's a blessed thing, friends. We might be thinking about, I'm going to ask the Lord for this, I'm going to ask the Lord for that, but he's saying, seek ye first his kingdom. And his kingdom, he'll burden you inside of his heart with the desires that he desires you to pray about. That's just the second thing. Let's take a short thought before we come to our prayer request this evening. Let's just think about the second thing. So we said that prayer is an expression of your desire. That's what Jesus said, whatsoever things you desire. Let's take the beginning of that verse. If you take your Mark chapter 11, verse 24, Jesus says, whatsoever things you desire. Now, so prayer must have a definite aim. Prayer must have a definite object. This is one reason as well that people get aimless in prayers, because prayer must be, Jesus says, therefore I say, whatsoever things you desire. Prayer is the expression of specific things. There's certain things you want him to speak to the Lord about. We're approaching him with something definite in mind. And if you have a look at all the prayers in the Bible that were answered, there were specific kind of prayers. Think of the prodigal son. What did he say? He had a definite aim and objective in mind. He says, I will go to my father and I will say to my father, I'm not worthy to be called your son. Please take me as your servant. You know, so he didn't wait until he got to his father, then try to find out, okay, what am I going to say now to my dad? No, that's not what prayer is about. Now, he knew on the way to getting to his father, that's why the preparation for prayer is an important thing. Now, those burdens the Lord puts inside of your heart, you start meditating about certain things. You start thinking deeply about certain things. You say, when I go to pray this evening, I'm going to speak to the Lord about this. I need to ask the Lord about that. Or somebody comes upon your heart and you start thinking about them and you start getting burdened about them. And, you know, you say, when I get to the Lord this evening, I need to speak to the Lord about this person. Now, prayer has got to be about some specific things. It's not just some vague something where, you know, you start just saying a whole lot of words. I can understand why prayer just becomes a burden and prayer becomes something that drags. Because if you don't have a heart's desire about something, if you don't have specific issues that you want to speak to the Lord about, you know, it's like going into the shop and not knowing what you want to buy. I mean, you're just going there aimlessly, going down all the aisles. Okay, maybe I'll find something that I want to buy, or going to the restaurant and not knowing what you want to eat. You know, and then you're just hoping you're going to find something on the menu. That's not what prayer is like. Prayer is a definite kind of thing. You must be led to pray the things you are. And what is that leadership? It's the deep. It's a burden the Lord puts inside of you. You know, Hannah, we spoke of her just now. She had a definite aim and objective that day. She knew, when I'm finished here with my husband and putting the children to bed, I'm going to go and pray. And what I'm going to speak to the Lord about, I'm going to say to the Lord, Lord, if you will look upon my reproach and if you will give me a man child, I will lend him back to you. No, as you can tell, when she came to prayer, she had already been led into the spirit of what she was going to say. She didn't just come to prayer hoping she was going to find something to say in prayer. No, there was a burden, a desire in her heart. She'd been thinking about those things that had become clear, and she says, I need to go and speak to the Lord about this. And that's what really makes prayer a powerful thing. When you have those things lined up inside of your heart and you're just longing for the opportunity to come before his throne of grace, to speak to him about those things, to unburden that burden that you've got inside of yourself. That is what prayer is about. You can understand why prayer becomes an aimless thing when you come to the closet or you come to the prayer meeting and you have no idea what you're going to pray about. You've never even thought about it before you came to the prayer meeting. You're hoping something's going to dawn on you while you're in the prayer meeting. You really will understand, saints, if you understand what I'm saying here, how that makes prayer quite a burden when it comes to that. It makes it a hit and miss issue. Prayer shouldn't be like that. You know, you've got these burdens in your heart. And as we'll see, the Lord lays these burdens upon us. Jesus said, whatsoever things that you desire. Nehemiah, when he came before the throne, seeking for grace, seeking for mercy, seeking for help in the time of need, he knew exactly what he was going to say to the king when the opportunity opened itself up. He didn't just come before the king and the king says, Nehemiah, why are you sad? And then Nehemiah is all of a sudden wondering, what am I going to say to the king? No, he had this burden in his heart. He had been carrying this burden for several months now. He had been thinking about the situation, thinking about the walls of Jerusalem, until he knew exactly what it was that he needed to speak to the king about when he came into the presence of the king. And when he came into the presence of the king and the king asked him, he prayed in his heart. And then he said, oh, my Lord. And then the king says, what are you asking for? He says, please, that, you know, I might be given letters to the keeper of the king's forest and all these different. He knew exactly his petition because it was a burden that was upon him. When he came to prayer, that prayer didn't start just then when he came into the presence of the king. His petition had been building up inside of him and he was looking for that opportunity to find favor before the king so he could speak about those particular requests. Remember, the prophet says, what are you saying to God? What are you telling God about why you want to be healed? God doesn't just heal you just because you say, Lord, please heal me. He says, you've got to give him a reason. Lord, if you'll heal me, I'll live for your glory. I'll give a testimony in your house or whatever. You know, so you're approaching it. You're not just, you know, I wrote down that scripture, Ecclesiastes 5, Brother George sings about it. Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, say to the prayer meeting. And be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools. Now, prayer is just not multiplying words, friends. That's why Jesus says, don't come with vain repetition, saying the same things over and over, thinking you're going to be heard because of the multiplying of words. No, that's not what prayer is about. No, but those burdens in your heart, the things the Lord has laid upon your heart, the things that you've been thinking about yesterday and today, those are the things the Lord wants you to present before him as you come into the presence of the king, just as much as Nehemiah came into the presence of the king. What about Queen Esther? What did the king say? What wilt thou, Queen Esther? What is thy request? Yeah. And when now the opportunity came and she knew the time was right, she unburdened her heart. She knew exactly what it was that she needed to say to the king. That, oh, Lord, my people are threatened to be put to death. And how can I remain silent because of this? You see, when the golden scepter was given, when she realized she had an audience with the king, when she came into the presence of the king and favor, this was the throne of grace, it was opened up to her now. She knew exactly what she needed to speak to the king about. And that's what real prayer is about. That's why if you just so worldly minded during the day and you're just thinking of so many other things, obviously it's going to be hard when you come to time of prayer, family altar, prayer meeting, going to your own private time of prayer, because you don't even know what it is you need to ask the Lord about. But when these things have been in your heart and you've been thinking about them and meditating on these burdens, meditating on these needs and saying, I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. I cannot bear these burdens alone. I need him to give me wisdom. Lord, where am I going to find this? Lord, we need this. We need that. Lord, you know our needs. We're looking to you. Our hope, our expectation is in you. You're approaching the Lord with that. It's similar to that principle of where there's no vision, people perish. I mean, people are aimless. You've got to have a vision in your prayer. What are you coming before the Lord about? Don't come with a sacrifice of fools, Solomon is telling us. Yeah, but watch your feet when you're approaching the Lord in the prayer meeting, you know, or in your own personal prayer. There's got to be certain things that are inside of your heart that you're wanting to bring before the Lord. Like I say, that perfect example is the prodigal son. He knew exactly what he wanted to say to his father, and he couldn't wait to get into his presence to unburden himself and say these things that were inside of his heart. You know, Job says that in Job 23, verse 3. He says, let's speak about filling your mouth with arguments. He says, Job 23, verse 3, oh, that I knew where I might find him. He says, I really, if only I can just get myself back in the presence of the Lord, that I might come to his seat, I would order my cause before him and fill my mouth with arguments. He knew what he would say. He said, if the Lord will just allow me access to the throne of grace, I know exactly what I'm going to say to him. I'm going to say, Lord, I don't understand. Why are these things happening inside of my life? Lord, why has my life turned upside down the way that it has? And then I would allow the Lord to speak back to me. But Job was looking for an opportunity to fill his mouth with arguments. Look at Abraham when he stood before the Lord in Genesis 18. He knew exactly what he needed to pray about. He needed to pray about Lot and his family down in Sodom. When the Lord had said, I've heard the cry of Sodom. It's this iniquity is great. It's come up to heaven. Abraham now knew, if I can just get a chance with the Lord, I need to speak about Lot. That was the burden that was upon his heart. You know, he knew exactly what it was that he needed to speak to the Lord about. And you can go through all the people in the Bible, but they knew exactly, I need to present this particular issue, this case before the Lord. And they came directly. They didn't go round and about in flowery things. No, they came and spoke respectfully, worshipfully from their heart. And they spoke to the Lord about the things that were upon their hearts. So as we finish now, you'll say, but I don't know what to pray for. Well, I think we've expressed it there. You know, what is it that the Lord wants you to pray for? Yeah. What has been upon your heart? Or who has the Lord been burdening your heart about or for as we've come up to this prayer meeting? As you look back over this week, if you look not just in your human feelings, emotions, they can change every day, but the burden of your heart. Has the Lord laid somebody upon your heart? Has the Lord been burdening you about something? Has it been something that you just can't get rid of? It's just this burden that comes upon you. Remember that little hands made of the Lord, the prophet says, before, between the service in the morning and the prayer line in the evening. And here was this baby that was sick. You know, they were waiting for the prophet to come and have the prayer line in the evening. And here was this little hands made of the Lord, and a burden came on her heart and told her, go and pray for that baby. You see, you know, she had a burden from the Lord, and nobody else had that burden from the Lord to pray for the baby. So that's how she knew. She didn't know at first, but after a while she realized, the Lord wants me to pray for this baby because he's given me this burden. And that's what it is, friends. True spiritual prayer, when you start to get in tune with the Lord, he's putting the burdens upon you and you going and speaking to him about them. That's how you'll say, well, I don't have anything to pray for. What is the burden of your heart? Who are you burdened about? Are you burdened about Brother Pele? Are you burdened about Sister Lily and the pressure she's under? Are you burdened about your children? Are you burdened about young people? Whatever that the burden is, are you burdened about your neighbor? Are you burdened about your father, your mother, your uncle, your aunt? You know, if it's not just an emotional feeling, but if it's something within your heart, inside of your soul, if the Lord laid that burden upon you, that's what he's wanting you to come and speak to him about. Because now you're going to be praying according to the will of God. It's as simple as that. What are the burdens? What are the desires of your heart? Come and pour those things out before the Lord. And you'll find the Lord will be so faithful to answer those things. So the Lord has certain people in his heart. Like Lot was in his heart at that time. And he knew, I need to speak to my servant Abraham. I need him to speak to me about Lot. I need intercession about Lot. You know, so at this time, there'll be certain people right in the heart of God's heart. People that he knows prayer is needed for. And anybody who's even a little bit in tune with him, he'll start dividing it up amongst the people in his kingdom and give certain people burdens for certain things. And all prayer is just coming with that burden, that heart's desire that's deep inside of us and expressing it back to the Lord. As simple as that. That little lady just took that baby, prayed for it, said, would you mind, to the mother, would you mind if I just pray for your baby? It'll give me some relief. Said, by all means, prayed for it. The prophet came, the angel of the Lord came down in the evening. The prophet said, this baby is already healed. It was that lady over there. The Lord laid upon her the burden, and she prayed for the baby. Yes, that's what you need to pray for, in a sense. If you're not burdened about something, it's hard to pray for it. But if you just draw a little bit near to the Lord, he'll start burdening you for the things that he wants you to pray for. And then we come and we bring those petitions before the Lord. Job knew exactly what he needed to pray for. His children came upon his heart. He started seeing them going out and mixing, and having parties and all those things in the book of Job. And he started to worry. And it was the Lord's burden. Because the Lord knew these young people, they don't have many days left in this mortal realm. And Job now, he started to offer an individual sacrifice at the time of the offering for each of them individually. You see, the Lord had laid upon Job a burden. He didn't know why. And he came before the Lord, and God's provided way of approach at that time. And he laid that burden before the Lord and made an intercession, an offering for each of his children. And then a short while later, here comes the tornado, whatever it was, the great wind, and blows down the house, and all of his children die. Can you see the Lord burdened him with a specific burden for a specific purpose? And he took the burden to the altar. And he came and offered what the Lord was burdening him to offer on behalf of his children. Surely that is what it is, friends. We just need to come before the Lord and speak to him about the people that he's laid upon our hearts, about the things that he's laid upon our hearts. You might be burdened like many of us now to say, but Lord, can't we find a better place to have our church meetings? you know, it starts becoming a burden. Once it starts becoming a burden, it's the Lord who's laid the burden. He's wanting us to speak to him about those things. When Daniel was burdened in Daniel chapter 9, because the time was drawing near and he could see the people didn't seem to be stirring themselves to go out of Babylon, the Lord laid upon him a burden and he took that burden to pray. And he offered petitions and supplications with confession to the Lord. You know, that's all that it is, just responding to him. So in your and my prayers, friends, we need to name certain people. We need to name certain things. We need to come before the Lord with a definite aim. I'm going to speak of these burdens the Lord has laid upon me. Some people keep a prayer list, like Father Nash, who was with Finney, kept a prayer list. Whenever the Lord burdened his heart about people, the worst sinners in the city, he wrote them on his list, and he'd go several times a day and offer heartfelt prayer for each of those people that he was burdened for, that he kept on his list. And the Lord would bring them into the kingdom one by one, because it was the Lord's burden that was laid upon him. So what are the things on your heart? If you were anywise, in even the slightest of ways, in tune with the Lord, then the things that are burdening your heart, the people that he's laying on your heart, it's the Lord who's laid those things upon your heart. And why did he lay them upon your heart? Because he wants you to come to the throne of grace and speak to him about them. And then you will find you'll unburden yourself and the Lord will move on behalf of those requests and those petitions and those requests, those needs that people have. So it might be for people, it might be for things, it might be for circumstances, whatever the Lord has laid upon your heart. But the Holy Ghost leads us to pray according to his will, the Bible says. So friends, we want to pray this evening, obviously, for our brother Pele. We want to continue to come before the Lord and just look unto him. Let's just continue to bring this burden before the Lord. We want to pray for our Sunday service. Brother Lubanza is preaching for us on Sunday. We want to pray for the Lord to really visit us and quicken us and, you know, and speak to our souls and revive us where we need to be revived and stir us up in whichever way and guide us and direct us. We can really need to pray for that. Let's pray for Brother Wilmore as he travels back tomorrow from Italy, that the Lord will bless him. Let's pray for Sunday for Brother Ellie's birthday party afterwards, that the Lord will grant us a wonderful time of fellowship, that all will be a blessing, that will be a blessed time. Friends, there's so many things. Brother Clayton's wedding, let's pray for that, coming up, all the arrangements for that. Brother Joel and Sister Chisoma trying to make their arrangements, find a place for their wedding. Let's pray for them. Now they really have a burden. They want to get married. They need to find a venue. So let's pray for that. And whatever else the Lord has laid upon your heart, that's the best prayer request that you could ever bring, are the ones that the Holy Ghost has laid upon your heart and upon mine as we've come into this prayer meeting. Even while we're in this prayer meeting, what has the Lord been laying upon your heart? That's what he wants you to speak to him. So let's come and put these petitions before the Lord, and then we'll sing one song and we'll dismiss. So God bless you, saints. Let's have one more season of prayer. The song says, isn't he wonderful? Isn't he wonderful? That's really wonderful. Wonderful words and a wonderful song. You know, saints, when you go to church on a Sunday or you have service, whichever time, we know that that is not the fullness of what the Lord desires for us. Whatever inspiration comes, Brother Lubanz will be preaching on Sunday. Surely the Lord will be wanting to move us in a certain direction or get us started by a certain inspiration. That the anointing that comes shouldn't finish up a church, but it should be the start of something. Maybe the Lord will speak a certain thing to us and you can follow that through the week and it can open things up to you. You know, so you find when we gather together, it's not the fullness of what the Lord wants. Many times it's the Lord just wanting to quicken us in a certain direction. And surely that is what our prayer meeting should be as well. We don't pray so long in our prayer meetings because the real prayer is in your closet. And if the Lord could help us, like when we found out about the Branham Tabernacle, how they used to do the all-night prayer meetings. And you know, we asked the old timers from Branham Tabernacle and they said, no, they never had it where the whole church would come for all-night prayer meeting. But when they'd have prayer meeting on a Friday night, say like this, the prophet then said, let's go home now and let's continue on into the night when the anointing would come. So if the Holy Ghost is quickening you in prayer as we'd finish our piano, let this not be the end of the prayer meeting. Maybe the beginning of something, maybe a quickening power, may it quicken you tonight or maybe tomorrow when you rise up early in the morning. May that inspiration be upon you. May it take you deeper and deeper in prayer. That's the whole aim and objective of the things that we do. That this should be the start of something if the Lord could use it for that. So let's keep all of these things in prayer. Let's ask Brother George to lead us in one more song. And then Brother Max, are you there? If Brother Max is out there, if he could please close for us in a word of prayer. I did see him on there before, Brother Max. If you could just stick your camera on. Yes, it's on. Good, thanks, bro. I see it's on. So we'll ask Brother Max then to close for us in a word of prayer. So Brother George, one song, and then we hand over to Brother Max. Thank you very much. And God bless you, saints. Until we meet.
Hello?
That's fine, bro. We can hear you, bro Max.
Oh. Yes, Lord. We love you, Lord Jesus. Because you first loved us. Lord, we thank you for tonight. As Lord, you called us to come and bring our petitions, bring our desires, our heart desires, our needs, Lord, before you. Lord, we thank you. We bless you for tonight. Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you another Friday. Oh, a day that, Lord, you have appointed, oh God, for your children to come to you and spread before you, Lord Jesus, all our needs, our requests and our petitions, Lord. Father, we thank you even as we came, Lord. Oh, through your word, oh God, we have been inspired, Lord. Father, we thank you, even examples that, Lord, you have given to us. That, Lord, how they prayed from the deep of their hearts. And, Lord, you answered every one of them, God. Oh, Lord, we thank you, the Lord. You are the same God even tonight, Lord. Father, we thank you, the Lord Jesus, tonight, even as your children have poured their hearts deep within, oh God, and have shown, Lord Jesus, oh Lord, how, oh God, they believe that, Lord, every request that, Lord, they have placed before you tonight, Lord, you will answer every one, oh God, because, Lord, you promise, your word tells us so. The Lord, you said, even before we will call, you will answer before even we laid our request, before even, Lord. Thank you, God. You say that even what? Pray, you heard us, Lord. Father, we are assured tonight that every request, the Lord, your children have laid before you tonight, they are all answered in the name of Jesus Christ. We have prayed for our precious brother Pele. And Lord, we know that, oh God, it has reached your throne of grace, your throne of mercy. Oh Lord Jesus, he's been moved, oh, to a care home, but that is not his home, Lord. Father, we know that prayers tonight, Lord Jesus, to bring our brother back, oh Lord Jesus, is answered, oh God, and we say thank you, Lord. Father, we have prayed, oh God, for our precious brother Clayton, as Lord is getting ready, oh Lord Jesus, oh, to get their marriage, Lord. Oh, Father, no matter where it is, oh Lord Jesus, you are that God. Oh, that covers every space, Lord Jesus. Father, we know, the Lord, you have already prepared, oh God, you have already, Lord Jesus, oh, blessed, oh Lord, that marriage, oh God. Father, we say thank you, we bless you. Even our precious brother Joel also, Lord, looking for a place, oh God. Oh, Lord, there is a place. You have already, Lord, made provision for it, oh God. And Lord Jesus, we know, God, all the week that we are going to enter, oh Lord, that place, oh Lord Jesus, will be offered already. It is there, oh Lord, for us to take, oh God. We say, thank you, Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord. And even, Lord, the fellowship that, Lord Jesus, we have, oh Lord, in our precious brother Elise, how more so, Father, we know the Lord, you will be there. And the Lord, the fellowship will be, oh God, all to thy glory, Lord. Father, the week is coming to an end. Oh, as even we enter tomorrow, Lord Jesus, we want to say thank you for all the Lord you have done, oh God, for us, Lord, the week. And Lord, as we are ushered into the beginning of another week on come Sunday, Lord, Father, oh, we commit, Lord Jesus, our meeting, oh Lord, in your house, in your presence, oh God, into your hands. Committing our precious brother, Lord, oh Lubanza, oh Lord Jesus, into your hands. As Lord, you use him, oh God, to speak to your children, oh Father, overshadow him. You know the needs of your people, our spiritual needs, Lord. Oh, that, oh God, Father, we surrender to you, Lord Jesus. That, Father, come Sunday, oh Lord, the beginning of a new week, Lord, you will come down in the midst of your people. Even as, Lord, you have already promised that you will walk in our midst, Lord. Father, come bless us, Lord, on Sunday, Lord Jesus, as we commit, Lord, all the meeting into your hands, O God. Father, we thank you for our pastor, Lord Jesus. Bless him and his family and his ministry, Lord. We commit, Lord, all into your hands, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. And even as it has already been said, O God, as we live here, O Lord, going back into our crosses, Lord God, we will continue to pray, Lord. We will continue to pray as, Lord, you have encouraged us all not to cease praying, all to be praying always, Lord God. Father, bless every home. Bless every prayer, Lord, tonight. Oh, in their crosses, Lord. Father, you know, Lord, that, oh God, the needs of your people. We now know that, Lord, you have answered us already. So, Lord, we say thank you. We bless you. We commit the night, Lord, into your hands. Father, oh, great watchman, watch over your children. And, Lord, if tomorrow will be our day, Lord Jesus, as we see the sun rising, oh God, let us all rise together with the rising of the sun, oh Lord Jesus. We thank you, we bless you, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Max. God bless you richly, Brother, and your family. Brother George, we'll take over to you once more just to finish with one song, please. Thank you very much, Brother George. Saints, have a wonderful evening. And may the Lord be with you until we meet on Sunday by the grace of God.
I'm living by faith in Jesus alone, trusting God. From all I'm saying, He shall turn me. Say
Thank you, Brother George. God bless you richly, saints. Have a wonderful evening, saints.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless, saints.
God bless. God bless.
Good night. Shalom. Thank you, Pastor.
Shalom, bro.
God bless you all.
Shabbat shalom.
Oprah Macho. God bless Sister Julie. God bless saints.
Goodbye. Shalom.
God bless you. God bless you.